Right, it's just gone noon here at Bar Camp, and I've bumped into Bob Clough, who's on Twitter. He's Think Leet from Hack Manchester. And Bob, I was talking to you about dev boards earlier, and I bet if you say dev boards, there'll be some people who don't know what a dev board is. Can you give a quick summary? What's a dev board?
A dev board is a small device that lets you use a microcontroller or something to make a piece of hardware that you know, you program yourself, and it's a physical piece of hardware, does something.
Why would somebody want this? Why would they not just do something else instead?
Well, sometimes you want to make things, and if you want to make something electronic, it's a lot easier to start with a dev board itself than it is to build up your circuit from the kind of component pieces.
And these dev boards, they usually interface into a computer.
Yes, yeah, you'll normally kind of plug one in just over USB or the like. You'll have an IDE that either comes with it or is, you know, fairly widely supported one. And it's pretty much plug and play with most of them.
And this IDE, that's like an environment in which people can program, create a set of instructions that then you send it down, like you flash it down to the dev board, and the dev board then stores these instructions, and it means you don't need a keyboard or a display or anything on the board. Yeah. Is there any particular boards that you think, wow, I really like using this one? You know, there'll be the ones that everybody's heard of, and then there's
personally, I use the Arduino a lot, which is a kind of fairly simple to program, widely supported board, which uses kind of a concept of shields, which is an extra board you can plug on top, provides an added piece of functionality. So if you want to connect it to a network, you can get a network shield, which just has a normal network plug on it. You plug it in, you have a bit of extra code to write, or you can just download it.
Right.
And, you know, you've got network connectivity. You can have shields that do other things, that drive motors, that flash lights, do all sorts of things like that.
So you spend most of your time Arduino?
I like Arduino for the kind of rapid prototyping thing. Because that way, if I have an idea for making something mental, I can get it working within a day.
And I guess if the Arduino's got a lot of support and following, there'll be things you can get on forums and people can share things.
Yeah, there's a very kind of good culture of sharing around the whole Arduino thing. The Arduino itself is what's known as open hardware. So it's hardware where the schematic, where the board layout, where everything like that is laid out so that you can make your own copy of that board, which means you get lots of Arduinos, you get lots of Arduino derivatives. So, for example, you'll get an Arduino which already has Ethernet on board. Mm-hmm. It makes, you know, it's a lot easier because you're not having to buy 17 shields and have them all stacked. You can get a board that's got it already built in.
If somebody wants to know more about this, they can look for Hack Manchester.
Yes, we're on hackman.org.uk.
And if people want to find out just generally more about an Arduino, see pictures, would they just Google it?
Or yeah, is just particular Google for Arduino, and that's probably the easiest way to find out stuff about
it. Bob, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of Bar Camp.
Thank you.